More U.S. troops now heading to Poland. With the crisis in Ukraine escalating by the day, more could soon follow. And correspondent Marky Martin live at Fort Hood tonight. That's one of the bases on heightened alert. Good evening, Marky. What can you tell us?
Hey, good evening, Nicole. So Secretary of Defense officials told me earlier today 6,000 American troops have been deployed overseas to Europe, ready to assist Romania, Poland, in the event that there is an overflow of people trying to flee if Russia does, in fact, invade Ukraine. Back here at home, thousands of American troops standing on standby, waiting on standby, ready to move at a moment's notice in case full-on war does break out.
U.S. military around the country in motion now as the situation at the Ukraine-Russia border intensifies. In Texas, Fort Hood is preparing for possible deployment. The base telling News Nation soldiers have been put on a heightened state of readiness. Soldiers and their families waiting for word from their chain of command.
They got as ready as they could.
And in Kentucky, Fort Campbell soldiers with the 101st Airborne Division headed to Europe this week in support of the Joint Task Force Dragon.
It's nerve-wracking, it's scary, it's exciting at the same time because it's something new for me. It's a completely new experience. It's the first time I'm going overseas.
A lot of months out of the year go into training for going overseas.
In North Carolina, 3,000 more Fort Bragg troops ordered to deploy to Poland by President Biden to reassure NATO allies. Staff Sergeant Janetta Wani says the troops are well prepared.
I feel pretty good, like I have enough confidence in like my leadership and my company to get me back.
I got my Bible and cigarettes.
Private First Class Kyle Johnson says he's prepared but nervous about his first deployment.
We don't necessarily know what we're getting into, don't know how long we're going to be there. What all is going to happen?
U.S. troops already on the ground in western Poland got a visit from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin today.
Whenever we place an American soldier somewhere, it demonstrates our resolve. It demonstrates our commitment to our partners. And so I would say that, you know, you are our greatest ambassadors.
Austin meeting with both U.S. and Polish soldiers in what was described as a show of solidarity. And for many troops still in the U.S., it's now a waiting game. The mayor of Killeen, Texas, which neighbors Fort Hood, says the unknown takes its toll.
If you're in the Army, you understand that. In the military, you know, it's hurry up and wait. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we do. Sometimes we're put on alert and we're put in this hangar and we can be there for days not knowing. But for the soldier's perspective, they kind of get used to it. But it's still challenging on the family members. You know, that's where it's hard.
And Nicole, about 2,500 soldiers are now on this heightened alert, this heightened readiness at bases across the country. And Fort Hood telling News Nation, you know, that's a pretty quick turnaround time if and when they do get the call. It's about 5 days from getting that notification to those soldiers getting on military transport. And if soldiers from here in Fort Hood are sent word to deploy, the general public likely won't find out about that until after the fact so as not to interfere with said mission. Nicole.
All right. Marky Martin live for us in Texas. Thank you.